Welcome to Lynn Cullen Live, talk radio without the static. Email your questions and comments to lynncullenshow@gmail.com. And now your host, Lynn Cullen.
Hey there, welcome. It's December 22nd. Wow, this wonderful year is nearing its end, to be replaced by another dubious year. However, who am I to rain on your parade? December 22nd, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow will be my last show until the new year. I'm taking next week off. I learned long ago in doing this kind of work that the week between Christmas and New Year's is a desert for people like me who traffic in news and rely on an audience being there. So I'm not going to do it. Okay. So I'll be back the first Monday of the new year. And I also have to say, I shouldn't, that I'm not feeling very well today. And I've called into my doctor. You know how you now don't call in, you type in stuff. I'm waiting for a reply. I'm assuming that they're overwhelmed with people scared and wondering about testing and stuff like that. My issue is I woke up yesterday, and I didn't tell you when I was doing the show yesterday, I was in a certain measure of distress, gastrointestinal in nature, and somehow made it through. But then I texted the doctor, and no, I didn't. I didn't yet. Excuse me. Then I just thought to myself, just take it easy, which is what I did. I was lying around for the rest of the day, reading and playing stupid games on my phone. And then my phone rang, and it was an 800 number. So, of course, I did not pick up. Later, I saw that the 800 number had left a voicemail, and I was a little shocked because they don't usually. And I thought, well, might as well check it out. It's probably my, something about a car warranty. So I did check it out, and lo and behold, it was Giant Eagle. A robocall from Giant Eagle telling me that I had purchased an item that was being recalled because of fears of contamination. And at first I thought, geez, they like, see, that's how they use those cards in part. That's actually maybe good thing in how they can use those cards. You get a recall thing, you can actually tell right away, or maybe through credit card. I have not a clue. But they called me to say, hey, you bought one of these bags of lettuce, and we know that there is a chance it is contaminated with listeria. So I thought, oh, my God, because that bag was gone. I mean, I ate it over. It took me a while to remember, but over a course of about three nights, as I made a little salad to go with my dessert, trying to be healthy, unlike my usual behavior, trying to have an actual something green on the plate. And because the distress I was feeling was somewhat unusual, I thought, oh my God. Maybe I got this stuff from the salad I ate. So I did what anybody would do. I Googled listeria and found out that, yeah, the top two symptoms were the two I had. But, you know, there's symptoms for a number of things. So I then wrote my doctor because what I'd read said that it could only be determined through a blood test, And then if it was determined that this bacteria was in my body, I needed to be on an antibiotic to get rid of it. And then, of course, if you keep reading, there's talks about failure to do so and death and blah, 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 blah. So I saw today that Giant Eagle is saying that they are unaware of any cases because of items purchased at one of their stores. Well, I just want to say to Giant Eagle, you hold on now, guys. Well, hold on, because Lynn Cullen over here just might have listeria. Of course, after finding out that I ate a potentially poisoned bag of lettuce, that could, you know, create anxiety and stress that could lead to a worsening of the whatever impact and effects of whatever it is I'm having. So I don't know. Meanwhile, I'm still waiting for the damn doctors people to call back and tell me what the hell I should do. It's not like I want to go into any place and sit around with a bunch of other scared, sick people waiting for a test, right? I just want them to send me the antibiotics. Let's pretend I have it and let's get on it. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, just wanted to tell you, if all of a sudden the show pauses for a while, it's because I am in some distress. And that's all that's happening. I really am not feeling well. So that's my story. And this sure made me feel better. It's the quote of the day in the New York Times. Ready? If you are having a holiday gathering right now, chances are that 1 in 10 people in that room is infected and doesn't know it yet. Now, that's from a director of infectious disease research at the University of Minnesota. So I'm just telling you that, and I read that immediately after getting off the phone with my brother, after having decided to join his family next week so that I can see my nephews and nieces and grandnephews who I've never seen other than, you know, on FaceTime video. And, you know, I'll test before I go. The day I leave, they will all be testing. But I counted up. Actually, one of his daughters, I found out just about a half hour ago, will not be coming. And that's his daughter who lives in New York, who's an actress in New York, because she found out she's been exposed. Now, this is somebody who already had COVID. She had a breakthrough case long ago, last year, after she had gotten the J&J vaccine. So she's not coming. So there's already, you know, I don't have a clue anymore about right things to do, wrong things to do, the calculations we make. But I added up on my fingers how many people, after seeing that quote, if you're having a holiday gathering, chances are that 1 in 10 people in that room is infected. I thought, well, I don't think we'll have 10 people. If we only have 9, that means we're home clear, right? Yeah, right. But I added it up, and counting the 2 little unvaccinated toddlers, it's exactly 10 people. So I don't like now, and I know I'm not alone in saying so. Oh, God. Well, where can we go from here? You know, Oops, sorry, I did that. The incessant, negativity of media in a time when we all are so desperate for something to feel good about, right? You would think they'd work harder at trying to find the positives in stories and spinning that a little bit so that people could have a measure of relief from the just constant drip, drip, drip of dread and fear. But they don't, because media is addicted, not to good news. I mean, it's not what they're addicted to. They're addicted to human tragedy, to conflict, to violence, to the kinds of human emotion that creates anxiety, because that is what then makes people want to engage more in finding out about these threats that media is telling us about. And as you know, media has been, my God, let's just think about some of the doomsday stories that we have been on the receiving end just in the last, I don't know, month or two. What was the do you remember all the hand-wringing stories? I'm sure network news was filled with them, about supply chain, right? And how Christmas was just not going to be like a normal Christmas. Gifts you expected to get will not be available. And even if you find what you're looking for, the odds of that gift getting to the recipient, intended recipient, in time for Christmas is really, really in jeopardy, right? These are the things we heard. And we saw stories of empty shelves. Meanwhile, I mean, we're in the world, right? I do go out to stores myself. I brave, you know, the pandemic and out I go. And it is very rare that I have seen empty shelves. The biggest empty shelf I saw was in a pet store dog toys aisle. That looked at one point just extraordinarily empty. That was like 6 weeks ago. I'm sure if I went back now, it'd be okay. And you've seen in the grocery store how some things that you always expect to be there just aren't. But that's been going on for years because of interruptions in regard to the pandemic. But news has it now that people have not missed getting the gifts they wanted. Well, if the gift you wanted was a new car, yeah, there's still troubles there and some other things. But toys and all the other stuff that all the hand-wringing was about, no one's seeing that. Now, how do I know that? I happened upon a little teeny weeny story tucked somewhere, I can't remember, that said that, you know what, all those fears of deliveries not making it, of the post office screwing up and letting us down, all of that did not materialize. In fact, it appears delivery rates from post office, UPS, FedEx are better than last year. But do you see that story, the sort of correction to the hysterical prognostication of 2 months ago of how, oh, the poor children will not get their toys? Bullshit. And then all the dire stories about how our economy's going down, about inflation, about gas prices, all of that. Can I share some actual information with you? Our economy is booming right now. 7% annualized growth rate. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Hardly a lefty publication. Okay? Wall Street Journal reports today the U.S. economy is booming with a 7% annualized growth rate expected in the final quarter compared with 2% last quarter. Now, I'll tell you that 2% last quarter, you know, set off all the alarms, all the doom and gloom, all the we're toast, Biden's toast, the Democrats are toast. The U.S. economy is booming, says the Wall Street Journal. America is outpacing the European Union. It's outpacing China. China's growth rate in this last quarter expected to come in around 4%, Eurozone around 2%. Okay? You think they're going to make a big to-do about that? No, because our media is addicted to hand-wringing stories, cheer-inducing stories. Not to mention social media. And so when their prophecies prove incorrect, they don't ever back up and say, we reported last month. They don't correct it. You just keep moving on. More reality is that gas prices, have you noticed, have fallen, and they keep falling. They have, in fact, been falling month to month by as much as 11 cents. And that is expected to continue. And yet Biden gets no credit for anything. But if anything is happening that appears to be not good, out come the shriekers, the hand-wringers. But these stories, where are the stories now about how, you know what? The shelves are pretty well stocked. People are finding what they want. Gas prices have been going down for weeks now. They're right where, you know, people don't really pay any attention anymore to them. So we go from this hair on fire media freak out about all of these things to silence, to a little item tucked away somewhere, like that Saturday Night Live character, Emily Latella, right? Never mind. Really something. I'm sorry to report that the Churchill Borough Council approved the Amazon development on that huge Westinghouse, former Westinghouse site. And I have to say, even though the folks of Churchill put up a hell of a fight. It was a David and Goliath battle. And this time, no miracles. Because this is capitalism in America. And the laws that elected officials go by and the things that they value are not necessarily the things that a person living in that community might value, like the price of their home. Because some Churchill is full of lovely homes. But a lovely home there that might have, you know, seen, might have been worth what? I don't know. I'm just going to say $450,000. But that is very close to this mammoth facility. That home, the value of that home is going down. So you can't blame people for wanting, you know, not wanting that in their backyard, because it impacts their largest, in all likelihood, bunch of equity, of capital, of wealth, their home. So Amazon will keep on making money, but some of the folks in Churchill are not. Although the taxes that Amazon will pay will help, I suppose. I can't believe what we call progress in this country. I can't believe what we call. And people keep talking about the jobs. Look at all the jobs. Do we not know about Amazon jobs by now? Ah? Amazon jobs. You work for an algorithm. If a tornado's approaching and you want to get to safety, well, don't leave the building because you'll lose your job. Oh, or maybe your life. Amazon. No one lasts in an Amazon job. If you watch that movie / documentary Nomadland, it shows how the homeless people in this country who might be living out of their trucks or their cars regularly get money that they need by signing on to work in one of these disgusting Amazon warehouse that, like what Churchill's about to get. It's a job they'll take for, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months. They can take it for that long. And then they run. There's constant turnover. The stress is incredible. And we're supposed to all be happy that there's these jobs. Not that any of the people who are happy about it would take those jobs. I don't know. My heart goes out to those folks. And since I drive the parkway there and go past that, if I'm heading out east, I know that that is going to just increase traffic. There's going to be hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of big trucks in and out of there and on the roads. So if you are commuting on a daily basis, understand that that commute, if that's on your commute, that's about to get worse. Yeah. I'm sorry I don't have anything happy. I really don't. Oh, I have some happy news if you're, where was that? If you're an amputee. Listen, these are the times we're living in. Yes, it turns out that if there's an amputee in Pittsburgh, I'm talking to you, unfortunately, they need a specific kind of amputee person. They are looking for a male, big shock, 55 plus, to be what is called a featured extra. in a Netflix movie that is being filmed here. So they're having trouble because they had to go to the newspapers to find this. Just want you to know that this is for the movie starring Christian Bale and Robert Duvall and just a ton of great actors. And I guess if you know anybody who fits the description, it can be an arm or a leg. It's a very specific. Anyway, if you know someone who wants to be in a movie with Christian Bale and be not just an extra, but a featured extra, maybe that means you get a little more money, I would think. Just take a picture in front of a wall. It says, don't wear any hats, sunglasses, or prosthetics. They want to see the real you. Don't smile. And ideally, you would have your pant leg or sleeve pinned, if possible. They really want to see what you got or what you don't got. You know, sometimes it's what you don't have that gets you the job, strangely. And in this case, it's an arm and a leg, or half an arm, a half a leg. Anyway, that's Nancy Mosser, who I know, nice woman. Nancy Mosser is the casting person. And so they just want to know your, name, number, and all that. So, I'm telling you, if you know an amputee, 55 plus male, that could be an interesting experience. Right? Working with some great actors. Yep. Every time I see Robert Duvall's name, I remember, it sends me back to acting class in New York at the Neighborhood Playhouse with the terrifying Sanford Meisner, now deceased. And I remember him excoriating a bunch of us, including Goldblum. It was our freshman year there. And he was squawking at what a bunch of pathetic folk we were. And then said, if only I could have some more, like Bobby Duvall. And I remember we all looked at each other thinking, who the hell is Bobby Duvall? So the year would have been about 1970, 69 or 70. When did Robert Duvall become a big actor? I don't think he was in 70 because we were all looking at each other like, huh? Who's he? Later, we put two and two together that Bobby Duvall was Robert. And he was a good actor. He is a good actor, a very good actor. Okay. Mansion. I hate to say this, but mansion. Apparently, things are not totally dead. Apparently, Biden is, and he have spoken since supposedly, but Manchin said it was a no, a firm no, blah, blah, blah. I so hate this. I so hate the way at this level for Manchin, it's gameplay. It's ego. It's power. That's what it is. I assure you. It ain't much else. And lies hang in the balance. I've been glad to see that Manchin is getting, finally, I don't know that it wasn't happening before, but I didn't see news reports about it. He's getting a lot of pushback from his home state, from the people he supposedly represents. Because this bill that he's intent on killing, and specifically the part of it that's got him where he is now, which is no, is about the one thing we already have seen has worked so incredibly, the child tax credit. The New York Times today did some profiles of families who have gotten that check in the mail for the last months and what it meant to them. Family with two children getting $600 a month. And each family talks about what that meant, what that means in their lives. And you see that it means that a child can go to pre-K. Not quite enough for his sister yet, but they can get some out to keep her in her ballet lessons, which she loves. Another for utilities, also for food, the kinds of things that lift people out of poverty and help them sleep at night. This is where he has drawn the line, because as we've heard, he doesn't trust people to spend the money wisely. This is a guy who drives his Maserati to his yacht and has homes all over the place. What does he know about budgeting when a check for $600 can make the difference in your health, in your security, in your ability to clothe your child? What the hell does he know? And he's got that classic American disease that assumes that people with less are deserving of less and are incapable of making choices for their children. It is so despicably condescending. It is let them eat cake condescending. And these people who have been getting these checks, they're not going to get one next month, because the assumption had been that this bill would be passed and would continue into the next year, the tax credit. But come January, when families are expecting those checks that they had been getting, when those checks don't come, how many of those families will know who to blame? Do you imagine? And this guy sleeps at night. The last checks that went out, people got them around 10 days ago. And this is has been, just for part of this year, a stream of money that was anticipated and expected on a monthly basis that, as I said, has helped families all over this country eat better, maybe get the car repaired, cover that utility bill. And when you think of the state that Manchin represents, West Virginia, one of the poorest states in the country, and their senator is stopping a bill that would help lift tens of thousands of West Virginia's children out of poverty. Manchin will send them back in to poverty. But he doesn't think families know what's best for them and their children. He looks at them all as a bunch of low life drug users. Yeah. Actually, the Census Bureau, and this is interesting, you think of the Census Bureau as doing what? Doing the census. Then you think they all go to sleep. No. The Census Bureau, 2 months ago, tracked how 300,000 American families utilized the money that came in from the tax refund. And here's what they found. Okay, that's a pretty big sample. 300,000. They wanted to see what are they spending it on. Here's what they found. Families used it to help pay their rent, their mortgage, utilities, childcare, school expenses. Strangely, nowhere does it say drugs. Although it could be prescription drugs. This is the same bill, by the way, that would have made the highest price you could pay for insulin $35. Speaking of drugs. And now that's because of Manchin. A woman who works with the poor in West Virginia, Amy Jo Hutchinson, said this: I don't think there's a way to really explain what it means to feel like you're finally getting your head above water and then have that yanked out from underneath you. Yeah. That's Joe. He got his hands on that rug and he's just going to yank. The Mine Workers Union. Pretty big in his state, huh? Are begging him to reconsider their statement. Excuse me. We urge Senator Manchin to revisit his opposition to this legislation and work with his colleagues to pass something, excuse me, that will help keep coal miners working and have a meaningful impact on our members, their families, and their communities. Here's the other thing that has gotten very little media. You know, there's lots of things in this bill. It's Manchin who has said his problem is that, the tax credit, amazingly. It's probably one of the cornerstone of it. But the bill also has tax incentives for manufacturers to build facilities in abandoned coal fields. So he's getting rid of that, which would help his state immeasurably because the most abandoned coal fields are in West Virginia. And here was a carrot for developers, manufacturers to build on that land. Speaking of jobs. And it also extended an excise tax. I did read this, but this doesn't get any play. That is the only source, it's a tax that is the only source of revenue for a trust fund, the trust fund that pays benefits to coal miners with black lung disease or their survivors. When the employer, the coal company, is unable to provide the benefits. So he's getting rid of the funding for a plan, a trust that helps people suffering from black lung. How much of a vile, egomaniacal dimwit do you have to be? Gigi writes, I and a few of my relatives have decided to send Manchin postcards with Pittsburgh's Dippy the Dinosaur on them with a little message letting him know we understand that he is a dino, a Democrat in name only. We'll also remind him of who his constituents are. I invite everyone to do the same. Yeah, you know, those of you who think, yeah, I'm not even in West Virginia, what sense does it make? If they are deluged, it doesn't go unnoticed. It doesn't go unnoticed. But Manchin, his daughter, these are people that are beyond shame. His daughter, as you know, the president of Milan. She's the one who upped the cost of the EpiPen that people need to literally save their lives in a moment. I was taking a medication for some time where when I got the injection, I had to have an EpiPen with me because there was always a chance of going into anaphylactic shock. Isn't that nice to have a medicine that could kill you too? Awful people. Awful, awful human beings. And speaking of awful human beings, there's no dearth of awful human beings. I refuse to see it, but I understand there is a video out there of the vile little creep Kyle Rittenhouse coming on stage at this Republican right-wing convo that every neo-fascist in the world is at. It's happening in Phoenix. And I mean, it's like a wrestler coming in at a WWE thing. It's, you know, the play, the strobe lights thing. I don't know. It's just that kind of a thing. Probably, who knows, confetti coming down from the ceiling. Apparently there was a digital version of the American flag with his name emblazoned across the stars and stripes as the entrance music plays for this killer. The crowd's going berserk. They're screaming, Kyle, 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 he's a rock star. This is the same group that the vile Fox News host Jesse Waters suggested that people who are upset about the pandemic should ambush Anthony Fauci with a kill shot. And nothing has happened to that guy, Jesse Waters, because I guess now you are able to threaten the lives or suggest that others carry out assassinations. And apparently that's not against the law anymore, I guess. And Fox News doesn't seem to have a problem. I don't believe they've fired him. So who are these people? Who are these people that so love killers and violence? Guys, this is part of the fascism that is clearly already here and threatening to take our country over. Part of that fascism is this love of violence, especially violence aimed at, well, people like you, especially if you're black or brown, right? Or not Christian. Unbelievable. They applaud and cheer for a murderer. Sickening. These people are sickening and they're terrifying. I have a caller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Lynn. This is Beth from West Virginia.
Poor you.
I know. Well, actually, it's funny. It came up on the local stations here because people have been calling his offices so much that no one's picking up or the voicemail boxes have been full.
Sure.
So he's, you know, getting some pressure, definitely. But the funny thing is when you brought up Heather of Milan and Daddy, here was the other thing. When he was governor of the state.
I couldn't quite remember the details. This is about West Virginia.
And so this, besides the university, but when he was governor and she just got to be head of Milan, initially that product was only a single dose. Well, she had a bill pushed through. Daddy did a favor and mandated that you had to have, that schools needed to have an EpiPen on site. And that's what forced it to go to a double pack nationally. And that's because Dad made it a requirement at that time.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell about her.
Degree. Oh, yeah. She didn't. Yeah. She got a fake business degree from from West Virginia University, from the business school.
Also when Daddy was governor.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny. Anybody who was in that class with her got either jobs at Milan or with the state. That was another thing, too.
Wow.
So, you know, people have been saying here for, you know, with Milan closing and Heather getting her platinum parachute, you know, that the mansions are, first of all, they thought Heather got her arrogance from Robert, who's the CEO, and Rajiv, the other guy.
And yeah, her brother.
No, Rajiv. Rajiv was an Indian guy from a company that they took over. They were the two kind of board people or head CEO of it, and kind of also helped lead to its demise. But people, you know, when the plant was closing, they thought, oh, Heather got her arrogance from them. Now they're saying they just got it from Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
So yeah, so when you hear things from people here in this area, and even though yes, it's a red state. People are not happy with him at all. And I really do think that Biden and the Dems needed to start doing ads months ago.
That's what targeting West Virginia.
Oh, absolutely. Just saying, this is what this plan is. Here it is. You know, but,
What his no vote will cost you. If all those people who are getting those checks. I mean, if you were getting, let's say you're getting $600, he's taking over $6,000 in real money sent to poor people trying to raise children in this country.
It's not only that, but the thing is, okay, West Virginia, it's not a big market. You know, it isn't a market, period. We don't have broadband internet in this state. Which, let me just say, working from home now for almost 2 years, it is maddening. Our roads are garbage. I mean, just even taking it down to very simple things like even that in this bill.
Yeah.
You know, the only one this is benefiting is him and his coal mine. That's why he wants to keep poor people poor. Who's going to work in his non-union mines? And that's exactly what's happening.
But that's not what he tells himself. That's not.
Oh, no.
What does he tell himself? Does he really? It is just beyond me.
First of all, these politicians always were, but I think it's even more so now. It's a celebrity and it's an ego that is like through
there
the roof.
Go.
And not only that, think about it. 4 years ago, you know, if Manchin was trying to get into some top restaurant or club or getting a jet from a company for a weekend, you think he was getting it?
No.
Who knew
no.
him? That's exactly it. Now, right. all of a sudden, he calls and he's getting this crap. And he's getting how much money from Republican donors?
The Republicans are showering.
Oh, yeah. He is getting money. And the funny thing is, so when the Build Back Better, and he started playing this dance with Sinema when he first started doing this crap, his wife is the chair of something called the Appalachian Foundation, or is on the board of the Appalachian, who knows what, you know, shady organization this is, or was set up as a mansion PR wing. So as soon as he started to kind of get the screws where people are like, what are you doing? All of a sudden she's out there giving money to this small little town and this little library and all this stuff, and getting, trying to get the positive attention.
So, God almighty.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're stuck with them for a little bit, but I see people putting pressure on them, just to let you know, from this side of the side.
Okay.
Of the
well, let's hope. Let's hope. If you can't get through on the phones, then snail mail them.
Oh, absolutely. And
have done.
But anyway, hey, real quick on that extra too, if they do it, they get their Screen Actors Guild card, they get more money, and they get title in the credits.
Oh, wow. So if you're a featured extra, you're on the credits and and more money, and you get your union card. Whoa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's definitely worth it.
So there's some lucky amputee out here in Pittsburgh. Get on.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully they take advantage of it.
Okay. Thank you, Beth.
Yeah, well, have a great New Year. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye. Beth works for the film industry and works with the money. So she would know. Hey, I saw something that so enraged me. What a silly thing to say. Like, who didn't see something that enraged them 20 times a day? Here's just another. I was reading a thing written by, I think it was at she's on CNN. Her name is Wen, W-E-N, and she's their go-to for, you know, health-related stuff. And she's wrote something about, you know, what you do to try to avoid getting this new variant. And she said, first, wear a high-quality mask. Cloth masks are little more than facial decorations. What? Do you know how? That's all I wore. That's all I wore for the last year and a half, for sure. Face cloth. I've got tons of them here. I bought them for my son. I made sure, you know, this is why I'm going to go crazy here. Now they tell us, wait, the whole mask thing. At first we were told at the very beginning, masks weren't necessary, right? That was the very beginning, because they didn't want us taking them away from the healthcare workers who absolutely had to have, right? Right? Then all of a sudden they suggested maybe masks were a good idea. They didn't say cloth masks were little more than facial decoration. No. And so now with this very contagious variant afoot, they're telling us, hey guys, all those masks you've been using, forget it. And she went on to say, a cloth mask should not be considered an acceptable form of face covering. We're doomed. And then they say you need a medical grade surgical mask. Of course, stuff that costs money. So go die, all you poor people. N95 or KN95. And then there was this article. It was about a month ago I saw it. But it was a headline article. Counterfeit masks swamping U.S. market. And these are KN95 masks. Amazon is selling them like hotcakes. And they're crap. They're made in China, and they're crap. The whole article is about, well, I'll just tell you what it says. Good luck buying the true thing. Consumers who try to purchase N95 masks, mainly on Amazon, are often directed to vendors selling fake or poorly made KN95s. In fact, KN95 masks offered on Amazon and through other retailers are being sold without approval for use in healthcare settings from the FDA. A lot of these masks have repeatedly failed federal testing standards, and Amazon is raking in money selling them to you. I was speaking to a friend last night. She said, it took over a month. I forgot I'd even ordered them. I just got this big box. I spent more than I intended to, but this big box of KN95 masks. And I said, do you know where they were made? And she says, well, let me look. She looks. China, she said. I said, I hate to tell you this, but odds are they're crap, dubious quality. Last month, companies that make or sell masks of dubious quality racked up almost $34 million in sales. I don't know what to tell you. And they wonder why people lose trust. First of all, it's just too much. It's too much information and misinformation. And coming even from people who, you know, some people who are not on board with the latest, well, let's not tell them quite all of that. Like, let's not tell them the cloth masks are pretty much a joke. I mean, cloth masks got me through up to this point. I don't know if they're a total joke, so I can't trust any of it anymore. And what you want is a mask that has the approval of, I think it has something called a NIOSH approval. I don't know, but guys, don't think, and don't buy into what the people who are selling this stuff are trying to tell you. And you got to wonder why our government allows the sale of this crap and allows Amazon to continue to sell it. Really incredible. Okay. Is that it? I think. I guess that's it. I made it. My doctor still hasn't gotten back to me. I guess he thinks I don't have listeria. He probably thinks I was typing an email to a friend saying about, I think I might have listeria. And the spell check kept making it into hysteria. Which is wonderful. Because my guess is that some people think that that is what it should be. She doesn't have listeria. She's got hysteria. Spell check makes me crazy. Okay. All right, you guys. I'll be with you tomorrow. If misery loves company, you just stick with me. Okay? Bye.
Lynn Cullen Live, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and archived at pghcitypaper.com. The opinions expressed on Lynn Cullen Live are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of Pittsburgh City Paper or its advertisers.